What we can really say is that the universe is, because it's a self-consistent mathematical structure. There's no past, because unlike the creation as a point scenario, there's nothing for it to be created in, you see. So to say it's created from nothing is actually a little bit of a misnomer. It's a misleading use of the word nothing. It's not just that there was empty space in which the universe appeared, which you might call nothing. There was literally nothing at all, because there wasn't even a creation event. You see, the use of a past tense in a verb becomes inappropriate in these theories. Unfortunately, tenses were set up when people believed in real time, of course, and we don't yet have a linguistic form to describe tenses in imaginary time.
The word time was not handed down from heaven as a gift from on high. The idea of time is a word invented by man, and if it has puzzlements connected with it, whose fault is it? It's our fault.
Where does the difference between the past and the future come from? The laws of science do not distinguish between the past and the future. Yet, there is a big difference between the past and future in ordinary life. You may see a cup of tea fall off a table and break into pieces on the floor, but you will never see the cup gather itself back together and jump back on the table. The increase of disorder, or entropy, is what distinguishes the past from the future, giving a direction to time.